This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 373, why the word insurmountable should not be in your vocabulary.
In today's episode, you'll find out how to accomplish big dreams by putting one foot in front of the other and taking it one step at a time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, I'm pretty tired, but I'm good.
Oh, you're tired? Oh, I know why you're tired.
Really? How do you know? Well, why am I tired?
I don't know. You are like a master hiker lately, right?
Yeah, our listeners know. I've been talking about this a lot because I have a new passion, and that is mountain climbing and hiking. Wow.
That's so cool. I like hiking a lot, but mountain climbing, I think, is a little scary.
No, but it's so cool because the way you feel, you get this hiker's high when you get down and you have a chance to go and like have a great meal, have a beer, have dessert. You can have whatever you want because you've been exerting your energy all day. You've been out with friends in nature. There's no feeling like it. It's amazing. So I'm chasing the hiker's high these days.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's very cool.
That's good. Yeah. So anyway, well, I'm so glad that you are exerting your energy and that you get to eat whatever you want.
I know. It's so cool. We went and we ordered chocolate mousse. Like we had like big sandwiches with French fries and chocolate mousse afterwards. And there was no guilt involved.
Oh my God. I'm hungry now. Thanks a lot.
Well, Michelle, you just need to climb a mountain.
And And then I can eat whatever I want.
Okay. Yeah. So
you brought a quote in with you today, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. And so I wanted to share this quote because I was thinking about this idea of mountain climbing and I'm starting to kind of level up in the mountains that I'm hiking. So now this past weekend, I hiked a mountain called Mount Liberty, which is in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, which we want to recommend to our listeners, guys. If you get to come to the US and come to New England, for example, if you come to Boston, we totally recommend that you take a weekend and go up to the White Mountains if you like nature, because it is just amazing. So
that sounds so peaceful and nice.
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible. So we hiked Mount Liberty, and Mount Liberty is about, I think it's about 4,500 feet, maybe a little bit less.
Wow.
But in the past, earlier this summer, I had been hiking mountains of more of 2,000 feet, 3,000 feet. So I'm leveling up. So I'm seeing that, you know, even these 4,000 foot mountains, after I get to the top, you know, maybe they weren't so bad after all, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe they weren't so hard. So here's the quote, Michelle. Actually, why don't you read the quote, Michelle? Could you read it?
Sure, I can read it. All right, here we go. Never measure the height of a mountain until you have reached the top. Then you will see how low it was. And that quote is by...
I do not know how to pronounce this guy's name. Dag Hammarskjöld. I think he is...
That's pretty good, Lindsay, I think.
Right, right. And I'm not even sure. I think he's from Sweden. I think he's a Swedish writer. So anyways, I think he's a very wise man. It sounds like it.
Yes.
Because, you know, I think we often see these big goals like these 4,000 foot mountains in my case, or maybe becoming fluent as, you know, becoming fluent in English. We think of it as an insurmountable task, right? Mm-hmm. What does that mean, Michelle? Insurmountable.
It's kind of like it's like, I don't know. Oh, impossible in a way.
Impossible or just very hard, right? Mm-hmm. Impossible to do something. Mm-hmm. We see it as impossible and then we go and we do it and we look back and we say, oh, that wasn't actually so hard.
Right, right.
Have you ever had this experience?
Oh, I have this experience all the time because I generally think that things are like very, very hard when I'm going through them. But I always notice that for myself, like just in general, when I do something the first time, I'm always like, oh my gosh, it's so hard. And then I look back and I'm like, oh, well, that wasn't so bad. But when you're going through it, it's so much different. Like I'm thinking about when I moved to New York for you know, about when was it? Gosh, over 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I moved and it was so hard for me at first. And even something as simple as like taking, if somebody were to say, oh, meet me down at Christopher Street or something like that. And I'm like, what? Oh my gosh. And like at this time, yeah, we had smartphones, but it wasn't, I feel like 5 years ago, it wasn't quite as easy to just, I don't know if I even had a smartphone 5 years ago, but I'm very reliant on my, like on my GPS and things like that. So it would seem like such a big task, like, oh my gosh, meet me at Christopher Street or meet me at some restaurant downtown. I'm like, I don't know anything off the grid. Right. And then so I remember getting lost and all sorts of things like this. But now looking back on it, I'm like, okay, well, that's not that hard.
Yeah. So to you, it seemed like an insurmountable task. The idea of getting on the C train and getting on the right train and getting off and finding your where to go, like which northwest corner, southeast corner, where do I meet? Right. And a lot of people, but the thing here that we want to emphasize for our listeners is that a lot of people take that initial feeling and they say, oh no, I could never move to New York. Right. Because it seems insurmountable. And it's the same with learning a language. Oh no, I could never be fluent, right? A lot of people say that to themselves. And at that point, they've already lost, right? Because Henry Ford has a famous quote. What is it, Michelle?
Why do you do that to me?
Okay, I'll say the quote. He says, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Right? It's a classic Henry Ford quote. Right? So sorry, Michelle. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
That's okay.
So we don't want to automatically disqualify ourselves. And I respect the fact that despite feeling like this was an insurmountable task, living in New York, getting to Christopher Street, you followed through and you moved to New York and hopefully you went and you met your friend at Christopher Street. Did you go that night?
Yeah, I did. I did get lost along the way, but I went. But now looking back on it, it's funny when I'm still off the grid, which is something that you talk about a lot in New York as being on or off the grid. And still I get lost down there, but I'm not scared. I know that I can figure it out.
That's right.
Thank you for my phone.
Right. So it just looks so different in hindsight. When you look back, it looks so different. It looks easy. And it maybe, you know, because what you did was you just put one foot in front of the other. I like that expression too, Michelle. Just put one foot in front of the other. What's step one? Okay. Step one is to go and, you know, put your shoes on and get out the door. Step two, get on the right train. Step three, get off the train at the right place. Right.
Right.
One foot in front of the other. And that's why, you know, for our IELTS test takers, we recommend taking a good solid course, because what you need is a step-by-step roadmap, and you can't get that through a free podcast. So guys, if you're taking an exam like the IELTS or the TOEFL, do not waste your time with free materials. Get yourself a good step-by-step course. Get someone to hold your hand and take you through the steps that you need, right?
Right.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And that's kind of a side point, but I think it ties in. We need to give ourselves every resource that we can, but we also need to realize that these tasks are not insurmountable, that they can be done if we have the right resources.
That's so true.
Yeah, I think it's true. Ooh, this is good for a Deep Thoughts Thursday.
Yes.
And what is your next big task that you're trying to accomplish, Michelle, that feels big and insurmountable or hard to overcome, but you'll be able to do it? Anything?
Pretty much every week lately, it feels like it's a big task. No, but it's true. I mean, like last week, for example, and this week, I've been having to actually physically write out what I have to do every week, because otherwise I'm going to forget something. And also, if I'm thinking about it too much, I'm like, I get nervous. So it's better for me to actually write it down. I don't even mean type it, because I type things a lot, but I mean actually write it. And then I've been carrying around my little list and crossing things off. I really have. But it actually kind of goes along with this, because a lot of times I'm like, oh my gosh, look at all these things I have to do this week. And I'm like, this is going to be crazy. How am I going to do it? It's not going to get done. Oh my gosh. Right. But then when you slowly start, you know, putting one foot in front of the other and okay, I did this. I did this. You realize, well, first of all, I don't know. Sometimes I think to myself, like, the whole world, we all only have 24 hours in one day.
Right. That's right. It's amazing, isn't it?
So we all, you know, and everybody has like things that are stressful and a lot of things they need to do, but we all have the same amount of time to do it and we all can do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. If we get the right methods, we go step by step. We put one foot in front of the other, mm-hmm. right? Just like climbing that mountain, Mount Liberty, right. like I mentioned at the beginning. I mean, the only way to get to the top of the mountain is to literally physically put one foot in front of the other.
Right.
So, yeah, but of course we have the right hiking shoes, right? Hiking boots, and we have the right clothing and we have water and we eat well, so we get the resources that we need beforehand. So I think this is a good analogy for for learning English, for taking a big exam like the IELTS. We know we focus on that in IELTS Energy, the other podcast. So if you guys are taking that, you can start with that podcast. Or just for, you know, learning to speak English in a more fluent and powerful way.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah. So just, you know, don't be intimidated. Don't, you know, think, oh my gosh, I can't do it because it's so, there's so much, because there is. But if you just think like, okay, let me just take, like, think of it in smaller chunks, right?
Yeah. Step by step. That's it. That's
right.
It.
And you can do
awesome. All right. Very cool.
Have you ever heard, I don't know, I feel like my fiance has talked about this quote. I'm not exactly sure if I'm getting it right. It's something like, how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Is that the, have you heard that?
No,
that
I've never heard that. Yeah, I just guessed.
I'm pretty sure that's right. It looks like so crazy. Like, how do you do it? But one bite at a time.
I don't really eat elephants. Does your fiance eat elephants?
I don't either, but that's why it's just a fun little quote.
I like that. I like that.
I'm pretty sure it was elephant. Maybe it's something else. I have to check and see. I'll let you know.
Man, you're funny, Michelle.
You're funny.
All right. Should we wrap it up for today?
Yes, I think so.
All right. Let's do it. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks. And I will see you next week.
See you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you are taking your IELTS exam this summer, get our free IELTS cheat sheet, the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, be sure to subscribe to the All Ears English podcast on your smartphone. See you soon.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.